Patient numbers in Ireland are rising while the number of GPs is failing to keep pace, and the shortage of doctors is most acute in rural areas. According to a journal investigates, Ireland is one of the few European countries to see GP patient loads increase, and our increasing population has not been matched with an adequate rise in the number of doctors. Maria Delaney is editor of the journal investigates. She spoke to our reporter Sheila Nocton about some of the differences across the EU.
Some other countries have actually had a population decrease. So some of their GP numbers actually, if you look at the raw numbers, have decreased, but they match their population decrease. Other countries have invested a lot in GPs and have an increasing number of GPs to match their population growth or kind of oversee their population growth. I suppose one interesting thing is that there is a rural-urban divide seen across the EU, and it's reflected here in Ireland. For instance, the Irish College of GPs found last year that Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick, Waterford, the urban areas had among the highest GP numbers, and counties like Monaghan and Meath had among the lowest. And this is reflected in places like France, where they actually have the term medical deserts in these kind of areas. Now, in some EU countries, they're responding to this, such as Romania and Belgium, where subsidies exist to encourage family doctors to set up practice in these areas of shortage.
Are there ideal numbers of doctors that we should have based on our population?
We spoke to a number of European experts, and some of them said that doctors should ideally have 800, 900 patients per year, should be the threshold. And after that, they said it becomes difficult. We should probably have around 6,000 GPs working, which is quite a lot more than what we currently have.
And that was Maria Delaney there speaking to Sheila Nocton. Dr. Tadhg Crowley is chair of the IMO GP committee. He's with us now. To talk to us some more about all of this, Dr. Crowley, you're very welcome. We should have 6,000 GPs. A GP should have about 900 patients. What's the reality?
Well, look, the reality at the moment is we have about 4,000 GPs working within the system. We have 2,400 GPs with medical card lists that have access to public patients. So we're in the middle, as Maria said there, of a health tsunami in terms of we have an ageing GP population. We have a growth in the population of Ireland, but also we have an ageing population in Ireland. And we're in the middle of an obesity epidemic in the country with an increased number of chronic diseases. So there's no doubt about the system. We need more GPs in the country.
And we need them in specific places as well. From what Maria is saying there, we have these medical deserts, particularly in rural Ireland.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, when you're short of GPs, it's in certain areas, you'll notice it. So rural Ireland is the first canary in the mine, really, in terms of that we have a shortage of GPs. And we've got to go right back to university. The problem is multifold. So the solution is going to be multifold. There's going to be no simple answer. But it's certainly looking going right back to the undergraduate, increasing the number of undergraduate places, increasing the number of undergraduates that have trained in the Irish healthcare system, and increasing the number of people that actually go into general practice.
We have increased, have we not, the number of training places available now on the GP training schemes?
Yeah, so there are green shoots, to quote the oft-used phrase, but unfortunately it's still not going to be enough. So we're going to have to look back. I mean, if you look at Irish healthcare at the moment, we train 1,500 doctors a year. 42% of those are non-EU, so are lost to the system at a very early stage. And yet the health system is very reliant on non-Irish doctor-trained doctors.
All right, Dr. Tadhg Crowley, Chair of the IMO GP Committee, thank you.